Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It was like a punch in the gut, though.
Oof, this is Wretched Radio. What punched Jennifer in the gut? A booklet title to see if you can figure out what it's about. It's called, one word, bitterness. Why is Jennifer so bitter? It's because her husband, Kevin, was surreptitiously and secretly, even in private, without even telling her, that he was viewing pornography. And you say, oh, so that was the gut punch. Well, it most certainly was. And dude, you should be aware that when you are looking at pornography or you are entertaining a fantasy world in your brain, you're punching your wife in the guts. It is destroying the bond of trust between the two of you. And when she discovers it, oh, would you punch your wife in the guts? Would you hit her in the stomach? All right. Now, I know that this is not the same thing as physically punching somebody. It's probably even worse. I mean, the physical pain, that goes away pretty quickly. But when you are emotionally wounded by somebody who vowed to cherish you, that lingers. And that also then creates another problem. When there is a lack of transparency, a lack of trust, because somebody has sinned grievously in violating their marriage vows, an individual who's been scarred to that degree can easily grow a root of bitterness. And that brings Jennifer to her second gut punch. She appeared in Transform Season 4 with her husband. What you're about to hear is real. This was an actual counseling session with Dr. Lou Priolo, working through the issues that have arisen because Kevin, for years, was living a life of secrecy. It was discovered he's looking at porn. The great news is this. It appears Kevin is a very changed man. Jennifer talks about how he's different. He's become the spiritual leader of the family. He's doing really great. It's amazing. But something's busted in the marriage. And it could be a conversation with a friend. It could be a billboard. It brings up the memory of Kevin's sinful behavior, and she just can't seem to get over it. And that is fertile soil for a root of bitterness. Dr. Lou Priolo had just asked Jennifer, did you read the booklet that I gave you called Bitterness? And that's when she responded and said, yeah, it was a punch in the guts.
Again, like realizing how deep of an issue pride was in my heart.
Wow.
How deeply bitter I've become.
Gotta tell you, Jennifer, that's big. That she was willing to read a booklet on bitterness and respond and say, I didn't realize how prideful I was being. Because it's pretty easy to justify a simmering anger towards somebody when they have sinned against you, isn't it? It feels right. And after weeks, months, years of feeling right, guess what's happening? Your heart is getting more and more bitter. And you're becoming more and more angry, and relationships are being affected by it. And so for Jennifer to recognize, whoa, that's pride, I got to tell you, that's big. That's just big. And incidentally, if you don't have a root of bitterness, don't you worry, you got plenty of pride. How do I know? Because, well, I got it. I think we love self. We all have pride. And I'll tell you, for Jennifer to get rid of a root of bitterness, acknowledging that pride, to use a secular therapeutic language, That's the first step to recovery.
What's going to be the hardest part for you to implement, or what has been the hardest part?
I feel like I'm stuck in bitterness because I keep remembering his offenses. Things will trigger it. Different relationships, different conversations, different just life tend to trigger or remind me of things. And I do not do my best to control those and put those under authority. I let them control me.
Having read the book, do you think it's going to be easier for you to realize, you know, what the biblical way to respond internally in your heart and externally to Kevin are?
Yes, to renew my mind.
Right.
And just choosing not to think on them. For some reason, it feels safer to remind myself of the pain.
That's so interesting, isn't that? It feels safer. That's what happens when you have a squatter in your heart. It becomes kind of comfortable, kind of the norm. And the idea of trusting again, that can be dangerous because you feel more vulnerable. So what do? You retreat behind a door of bitterness. I shouldn't trust him. That just feels safe. And while it might feel that way, that is not the path forward to healing and restoration.
Explain that.
I don't know. I think it's what you're saying fear.
It seems safer for me to continue in sin, be out of God's will, than it is safe for me to do what the Bible says, to try to do what the Bible says and be in God's will.
Okay.
Oh, Lou. He just reinterpreted that for her, which is correct. She rightly said fear. I get that. But having a root of bitterness because you haven't genuinely forgiven, well, that would be to choose living in a state of sin, that then in a zip code of sanctification.
That's a really great way of putting that. Yeah. But yeah, it feels safer to remind myself of the pain rather than the fear of it might happen again.
So it's less painful to think about the pain of the past than to imagine how horrible the pain would be in the future.
To inflict myself with pain than to allow him to inflict me with pain.
But if God forbid he should do this again to you, that will be him inflicting misery on you. What you're doing is like you're drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Your sin, your pride and fearful response to sin is causing you to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so the issue is, if I've got to suffer, let me suffer for righteousness. Let me not suffer as an evildoer or as a sinner.
Right. But until reading your books and speaking with you, I wouldn't have called it sin.
That's what biblical counseling does. And not to wander too far away from Transform Season 4, available at fortisplus.org for free. Our latest episode featuring Jennifer and Kevin. Lou's books are also on sale at Fortis Institute. We're having we're emptying the warehouse forever. We're never filling it up again. Okay. I will tell you that we're going to continue to give away cards that you can bring to campuses and witness. We'll get to that someday. But we're basically emptying the warehouse. And that includes Lou Priolo's books. Jimmy, would you be so kind? Are any of Lou's books still available? Because we had a number of them. Bitterness is one. Oh, yes. We've shared so many of them here. He's written, I don't know, 40, 50 of these booklets that are incredible, and they will never be cheaper than they are right now at fortisinstitute.org.
I wouldn't have said that being hurt or thinking about those things was sin. I honestly felt betrayed by God because he knew Kevin, and he knew his backstory, and he knew all of this thing. And then we still got married, and so I felt like, why? But then I had to come to the realization that God is sovereign and I'm not. And this is his plan, and I need to be accepting of his plan, no matter what it is.
you seem pretty certain that you wouldn't have married him if he told you ahead of time.
I don't know. That's a hard question because I can't go back and change it. I'm even with the pain and even with the things that we've walked through, I'm grateful to have him by my side. I wouldn't change it at this point right now.
I can't pretend to know, you know, to interpret God's sovereignty, but I mean, could it be that if he told you earlier, you might not have married him and, you know, missed out on having such a great husband? I mean, something
that's
to think
a possibility.
About.
Yeah.
God is good all the time. That is why it is good to study the goodness of God. Because when hard things happen, when people betray you, if you do not have a gas tank full of the knowledge that God is good and that he only does things for his children, never to his children, yep, you can grow a root of bitterness. Jimmy, are his books still there?
They're all sold out.
Okay, so scratch what I said before, because hurry up, get to the FortisInstitute.org site if you want to get stuff really, really cheap. And Transform Season 4 is really, really free. You can watch it at FortisPlus.org to perhaps help you with a root of bitterness. This is Wretched Radio.
So here's something you don't hear every day. Hey, we're closing our store to serve you better. That sounds a little backwards, right? Well, it actually makes perfect sense in our world. We're permanently shutting down and closing the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. But before you panic, here is why. Our gospel partners have made it possible for us to offer all of our resources digitally for free on Fortis Plus. We're basically going to become the Netflix of biblical resources, except without the subscription forever. It's free. But here's the thing. We've got all this physical inventory just sitting around and we want to put it in your hands. And so if you want an opportunity to grab books and DVDs and CDs and booklets, you've got this month to do it. Up to 75% off. Think of it like this. This is our going out of business because we're getting into a better and bigger business sale. Head to FortisInstitute.org because, you know, sometimes closing a door means opening a much, much bigger one. FortisInstitute.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California, beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Giffert wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at FortisInstitute.org/lies. That's FortisInstitute.org/lies.
Books of the Bible. The book of Obadiah is a prophecy against the nation of Edom, who were descendants of Jacob's brother, Esau. Obadiah's message is clear.
God will punish those who persecute his people. When you face troubles of any kind, turn to the Lord. Renew your faith in him, for he cares for his people.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. That is the theme song to Transform Season 4, hosted by Dr. Lou Priolo, who basically kicked Greg Gifford out of his counselor chair. Because Dr. Gifford hosted the first three seasons of Transformed. Hey, all three of those seasons are available for free at FortisPlus.org, including the study guide so that you could do this with other couples in some sort of Sunday school or Bible study. You watch the video, you learn from Lou, and then you work through the questions and the teaching that we've prepared for you. Did I mention it's all free at FortisPlus.org? Kevin and Jennifer, they entered the Transform Counseling Room of their own volition. And this was actually quite amazing. Each one of these couples said the same thing when asked, why did you choose to do this? To literally air dirty laundry. First of all, they wanted help. Second of all, they wanted to help others. Each one of them said, well, we just thought if others are struggling with this, and we learn from Lou, then they can learn from Lou too. That is pretty sweet. You're about to hear Kevin talk about his wife after years of betrayal and the damage that he has done. And you'll also hear him acknowledge he still has some propensities to not disclose things that he should share with her. Sir, if you're looking at porn, you need to know that this is what you are doing to your wife.
I think Jenny still struggles with trusting me. At times, I've still struggled with simply being honest. That has damaged trust within our marriage.
Unfortunately, the first thoughts that go through my mind when I think about hugging or kissing him are, can I trust him?
Can't blame a woman for feeling that way. And yet, when somebody has repented, forgiveness must be granted. And that doesn't just mean saying, okay, forgiven, and pretending that nothing happened, or recovering and healing. But you do have to guard against growing a root of bitterness, which is exactly what Jennifer did. Dr. Lou Priolo, Transform Season 4, helping Jennifer with bitterness and helping Kevin with being a truth teller.
Let's talk for a moment about trust. And this gets back to the bitterness booklet. And it may not be anything here, but let me just, you know, put it on the table and see what happens. If I sin against you, it's incumbent upon me to confess my sins and for you to forgive me. You're obligated by Christ to forgive me. The trust that I lost in the process of sinning against you, you're not obligated to immediately return to me. You have to hand me forgiveness on a silver platter. The trust I have an obligation to earn back. So you can forgive someone without trusting them. In fact, I could argue scripturally that it's foolish to trust someone who's proven themselves to be unfaithful. You don't put people who are unfaithful in ministry. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. It's
what a great proverb. And maybe that's helpful for you. You do have to hand forgiveness over on a silver platter. But the individual does need to earn trust, and to give trust before it has been demonstrated that they are trustworthy is indeed foolish. Now, you got to be careful that you then use that as a card to slap down on the table and say, I ain't never going to trust you. You want to let that person earn the trust back. That's what you're cheering for. What is that cycle? How long is that season? Depends. Person, circumstance, the wound, the seriousness of the sin, how it feels. That's right, how it feels. Does it seem genuine, or are they just doing it because the biblical counselor said to do it?
Foolish to give trust to people who demonstrated untrustworthiness and unfaithfulness But the thing is, as I work towards earning back the trust that I've lost, you must give me in increments the trust that's commensurate with what I've earned. And the reason I say that goes back to 1 Corinthians 13, 7, love believes all things. There's got to be a willingness on your part to little by little allow me to earn the trust back that I've lost. So I guess the question is, do you believe that Jennifer has given you incrementally the trust that you have earned back, especially in the areas where you know you've hurt her invest?
Some days I would say yes, and other days I would say no.
What kind of grade would you give yourself? Not for handing all the trust back in one fell swoop, but I understand in one area, at least many years have gone by, and he's been faithful. In terms of what he's done to demonstrate faithfulness, have you given him, to what extent in percentages, have you given him the trust that is commensurate with what he has earned?
I think my fear plays a big part in that. I'm probably not giving him as much trust as I should be. And then also it's really hard because I feel like I get six steps forward in my trust and then another thing happens to make me feel like I'm back here at the beginning or maybe even further back.
First question is it a sin? Is the step back really a sin on his part, or am I just he didn't reveal something to me that I thought he would have or should have, but technically he was under no obligation. Did he really conceal something that he did? And then even if it was something he should have told you, why if he goes one step back is he all the way back to square one? Why is it hard for you to zoom out, look at the whole picture, and say, look, the guy's really, really made progress. He's had a little fall here, you know, but I'm going to commend him for the progress that he's made. And not only that, but when I confronted him about it, he recognized it right away and made it right.
Because I'm living in bitterness. And I think that that clouds everything and that keeps me in that cycle of not being in a good place when it happens.
That's honest, isn't it? Good for her. Good for her. Bitterness is one of the nastiest of sins to get entangled in your heart. It's easy to grow a deep root, very difficult to pull it out. And Jennifer is recognizing, I think she even admitted it herself for the first time, that living in that state is to live in a state of prideful sin. I can only speculate on this for your sake, for my sake. If you have a root of bitterness, or if I have a root of bitterness with a dynamic like the one that we're hearing, could it be that we are lacking an understanding of God's sovereignly ordaining all things for my good, for His glory? This isn't easy, especially when you're in the throes of it. But if somebody has wounded you, you can't forget that God is both sovereign and good. Both of those things must be recalled. Otherwise, what are you going to do? You're going to blame God, or you're going to be bitter. Because bitterness, when it appears that it is aimed at the individual who has wounded you, I think it's almost 100% of the time, it's also aimed at God. I'm bitter at God too. You don't want to be bitter toward God. And so sorting through the theology of God's character and nature, it is so crucial. This is why theology is so important. This is why silly churches are so bad for people. They don't put God's full character on display. So when they run into a traumatic experience, they can still say, it is well with my soul.
What do you tell yourself in those moments?
I'm never going to be able to trust him. We're always going to be in this crazy cycle. And how does he not see that that's something that he should be telling me?
Do you believe he purposely, deceptively kept that information from you?
I believe that his fear of me and my reactions could definitely influence that to where he would intentionally do that. Whether he did that in that moment, in that instant, I'm not sure.
but again, you know, hesitating because he's afraid to tell you something may in fact be a sin, but it's not deception. It's not the same thing as if he were trying to deceive you. Can you see a distinction there?
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Gotta tell you, there's so much hope for this couple. There's so much hope. She's being so honest. How refreshing is that? How introspective and willing to say, I'm maybe goofing up in some areas. That's biblical counseling. That's Dr. Lou Priolo. That's Jennifer and Kevin. And all of the both episodes of Transform Season 4 with Kevin and Jennifer, they are available at fortisplus.org. And then once we're done with the series, guess what else will be available? The Bible study, which means you could consider showing Transform Season 4 in your church. Did I mention for free? This is Wretched Radio.